This is Mr. Mike Longoria, interviewed by Sonia Longoria.
First of all, I want to tell about our family. The Longoria family were a pioneer family coming to this area of South Texas in the early part of the 1700s. It was Matias Longoria and Margarita Hinojosa who came here from the province of Asturias in Spain. They were also joined by the Cavazos and the Villarreals, and at one time on a whole Spanish land grant. Evidently, most of the early settlers in this area were cattle and goat and sheep ranchers. By what little information I could gather from my grandmother, the Indians in this part of South Texas either went to Mexico or just were exterminated, because by early 1870s there were no Indian raids. My father used to tell me that the only Indians he saw was one little band on horseback that came from south of Reynosa, but that they were peaceful. The school in this area of the early 1920s were small, two-room classrooms, and very few children went to school. However, teachers came from Brownsville to the ranches and taught school at homes. Teachers were very proud of their profession and were very dedicated and were very strict with the children, and by the same token, the children were very well-disciplined and well-mannered. It was unheard of that a youngster would talk back to an older person. Road conditions were very poor. There were very few roads, just the old military road between Brownsville and Rio Grande City, and of course the stagecoach road between Brownsville and Dallas. Most of the roads were just wagon and oxcart trails. Most of the traveling was done on horseback, buggy, and oxcart. Oxen were used to till the land. At the turn of the century, sugarcane was cultivated in the valley till the middle 20s, when the corn borer began getting the cane and there was no way to fight it. The farmers gave up. I well remember when the horse-drawn wagons were driven to San Benito for the sugar mill. The old sugarcane mill used to be in the same location where the big La Palma light plant is now. My grandfather grew sugarcane at his ranch in Bluetown, and to this day, if one digs a foot or less, you can still find pieces of clay molds which he used to make piloncillos. There were not very many bandit raids at the beginning of the century, other than the one some bandits stopping a train between San Benito and Brownsville and robbing it. I don't know how true it is, but the tale is that the bandits got away with over a million or more in gold bars. There was also some rustling going on in this area. Carol was taken to Mexico and was never recovered. Or maybe some of it was brought back in the form of jerky. Law enforcement was rough. There were shootouts between sheriff deputies and bootleggers. Officers used to come to the house of suspect without search warrants and sack their houses, and nobody lifted their finger to stop them. And the most humiliating of all was that they took every single piece of furniture and mattresses and everything and dumped it out in the yard and never bothered to put it back in place. All the suspects were pistol whipped, and they were caught with the goods, or they didn't tell the truth. I'm going to relate a little story about a 9-year-old boy that used to give the bootlegger fits there in Bluetown. The little boy used to go across the road into the wood to get firewood every Friday afternoon. That was the day that the Mexican bootlegger brought the tequila and mezcal to their contacts on this side of the Rio Grande. He used to follow them, and when he found out where the load was, he would either break the bottles or move them to another place. One of my uncles suspected him of his doings, and believe me, he never caught up with him. And it was a good thing, because had he caught up with him, I know my brother would have been whipped by my uncle, or he couldn't sit for a month. When things got too hot for him, he just quit. He knew that sooner or later his luck was going to run out. Most of the people in this area were ranch hands, and usually they worked from sunrise until sunset. Wages were low, and people had no luxuries, just the bare necessities of life. There were few doctors in this area. People depended a lot on home remedies and herbs. Aloe vera was used extensively to cure all kinds of sores and burns. People also went to curanderos to find cure for certain ailments. People also believed in witchcraft and were very easily convinced. It didn't take much for a curandero to get a person excited against another one. He could make profit by the ignorance of others. There has been a little racial tension during the years, and of course, sometimes people aren't to blame either by their doings or by what they are as an individual. Good, clean people with high morals and ethics and principles are respected by others. Festivals, for a long time, people kept the old Spanish custom of celebrating saint days. One of the most celebrated was the San Juan Day, St. James, St. Peter, and St. Paul. Weddings were a big event, sometimes lasted as long as 3 days. As for sayings, here's one. El que a hierro vive, a hierro muere. He who lives by the sword, dies by the sword. El que pregunta no hierra. He who asks does not err.